Graydon House and Harper Audio present The Queen of Fives, a novel by Alex Hay. Performed by Polly Edsel.
A confidence scheme, when properly executed, will follow five movements in close and inviolable order. 1. The mark, wherein a fresh quarry is perceived and made the object of the closest possible study. 2. The intrusion, wherein the quarry's outer layers must be pierced, his world peeled open. 3. The ballyhoo, where a golden opportunity shall greatly tempt and dazzle the quarry. 4. The knot, wherein the quarry is encircled by his new friends, and naysayers are sent, gently, on their way. 5. All in, where all commitments are secured, and the business is happily, and irrevocably, concluded. A coda. There may be many counterstrikes along the way, for such is the nature of the game. It contains so many sides, so many endless possibilities. Rulebook, 1799. Prologue, August 6, 1898, Berkeley Square, London. Quinn. There was no suggestion that Quinn might be allowed to dress herself. The boudoir was packed with people, maids and waiting women, ladies hovering behind painted screens. They'd peeled off her nightdress with fingers like spiders. They'd bathed her, ornamented her hair, added stain to her lips. And now they were arranged round the room in a circle, waiting for her next move. Quinn could sense their nerves. This was a day of supreme importance, after all. The newspaper men were gathered on the pavement outside. The sketch writers had arrived en masse to take notes on the breakfast. The lawyers were waiting on the landing, and the whole house was thick with the scent of orchids and pink roses and kippers. This day had been oiled, stoked, heated, readied for her. "Come along, then," she said to the room, extending her arms, beckoning for the wedding gown. "Bring me the dress." This boudoir was like all the rooms in the house, low-ceilinged, dark-lacquered. It was octagonal in shape, like a jewel box or crokinole board, full of cunning holes and gaps and hidden doors. The mirrors were age-spotted, marked with holes and scratches. Quinn perceived motion in the reflection. Housemaids in dark uniforms, bringing out the dress. It was a brutal-looking gown, constructed at great expense, according to Quinn's design. She touched the tangled coruscated beading round the waist, letting the fabric glide from her fingers and ripple into creaseless folds. This dress was very ugly, which was a good thing. Now was not the moment to be seduced by this wedding, nor this house. Quinn would not be lulled into false security by hot baths and swan feather pillows and an army of servants. She had come too far, had been working too hard to grow soft today. "Lovely," she said, and stepped into the gown. This was it, the final move in the game. She felt the pleasure of it, low in the gut. Ribs, hers, spine, hers, voice, changing. Expression smoothing out. It wasn't acting, or not simply that, it was bigger and more important altogether. Eyes down, lips pressed, waist tight, face becoming more famous by the hour. A face that in the past week had been photographed, sketched, scrutinized for flaws, praised for its beauty, decried for irregularities. A face for every occasion, a face that revealed nothing. Her dress struggled, buckles snapping, as if it recognized her for what she was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?